So hello and welcome to my podcast. It's Learn Reiki and Connect, and it's with me, Tracy Matthews. So we're talking about the benefits of meditating every day. Now this is part three. This is the last section, and it's really based on the 21 days meditation challenge that is over on YouTube. So we're just sort of diving in a little bit more just to really sort of understand and try and do our meditation, because we are going to feel so much better. So before we go into that, just want to say a warm welcome, and I hope you're all well, because this space is really about helping each other. It really is connecting with that light that's all-knowing, because it communicates with us and it gives us guidance. So this podcast is about tuning in to that part of ourselves so that we can use the power of our mind. Now, last week we were looking at part two and we were talking about how to find the most aligned way of how to do meditation. We looked at different ways just to try to help us to feel more comfortable, to stop the mind monkeys. That might mean breath, taking a breath, doing breath work, eye gazing, maybe a guided meditation, or perhaps using chanting. So there are many ways in which we can find what works for us when we're doing meditation, so that we can get the best out of it. We also mentioned the Yasui Reiki method of using the power of the mind, and how we set that intention or aim to tune into the light within, and how that really makes a difference. So we're just going to jump straight on in and this week's and continue that further. Like we said, this is part three of the benefits of meditating every day. So we're going to look at some more things that's going to help us, like how meditation can open the door to our soul, how it raises our vibration, and how it can reduce stress, anxiety, and an overthinking mind. So stick around, don't go anywhere, just stay with me and hit the subscribe button and join me every week as we look at various subjects and that we're going to discuss and do it together. Okay, so one of the unexpected benefits of meditation is it opens the door to our soul. Now, I say unexpected because when I started my journey back in 2010, when I did my Reiki course, I didn't realise that there was a part of me, that there was that all-knowing, that part that was endless, that it had been here before. And it just sort of went far deeper. I realised that this part was never ending, really. It was a soul, and it comes and has these physical lives. So this is really quite incredible, that when we meditate, we start tuning in and remembering who we really are. And like I said, it was a little unexpected for me because I wasn't really aware of that part up until then. What about you? Because we're all at different various stages of our waking up, sensing who we are and getting really sort of a trust to that inner voice that's got our back, that sort of kind of navigates us. Where are you with that? So I know for me in my journey, it was really, that was, I kind of put, that was the pin in the map for me, where I realised that we are all souls. And that really sort of grew bigger and bigger. And I guess that's what expansion and consciousness is all about. But you see, when we sit in that frequency of alpha, this is a meditative frequency, we tune in to that part of the subconscious, that part of the mind, that noisy, busy, conscious mind that chatters. starts to quieten. And this is the most incredible thing. The more we get ourselves into a routine and the more we put ourselves into a meditative state, that conscious mind starts listening. It starts saying, okay, well, I'm just going to sort of be quiet now. So it's really incredible. And that's when the trickle of the inner voice seeps through. You know, this is the part of you and I that oversees the present life. And this higher self, and I always think it's quite interesting how it's referred to the higher self, because it suggests it's beyond our physical. It's kind of, if you like, on top. And I mean, it's just my analogy that, you know, that part still is in the spirit realm. It's still the higher part of us, whilst we are, a portion of us are actually in our physical body, and we're here in the human flesh, and then we're having our physical lives. And it's also the part of us that can tune in to all the help and the loving guidance, the additional help that we have. That's our spirit guides and our angels. Because we never come into this physical life without all the support, love and help. And that's what's really incredible when we meditate, that we become more conscious, more aware of that. And that's when we shift in that awareness. And I call it, this is when we start living life from the inside out, not the other way around. Because that's when we start becoming more aware of our path. You know, our purpose, why we're even here. And for some of us, we start thinking, right, well, actually, I want to help others. Because that's what we said that we do when we get here. And this is really incredible, because this is all when we sit in that space, in that frequency. Something else when we meditate, that this part of us, we can start to hear that part. It communicates with us and it alerts us when we're off path. And one of the alert systems it has, it uses pain in our physical body. And it can use pain in parts of the body. So I just want to interject, have you experienced that before? I know I have, and I have mentioned it in various blogs. And what's so wonderful about that, when we are tuned in and we start realizing what these pains, what they are referring to, is that we can course correct. And when we course correct, and when we actually hear it, and then we take action, our health improves, or the pain disappears. And I find this quite sort of fascinating, really, because many clients tell me that they intuitively know that something isn't right. And they go and get that checked out medically, they go and get that looked at, nothing seems to be concrete coming back, or they might go and do alternative treatments, which some of them have told me that whatever's going on with them, that the practitioner or the therapist has actually said that this is stemming from an emotional place, and hence it's showing up on the body. So in other words, you've got to look at what's around the emotion, what's causing that, looking a little bit more deeper, so that then the physical body then can be released. And that's when quite often they're guided to do a Reiki course, because they know that this is an important phase in their life, because it means that they're going to now start meditating. And that's one of the things that after you do A Reiki course is that you go on to do your 21 days meditation. In fact, in the Reiki community, we call it self-healing, because there is so much more that we can do in that meditative state. And that's one of the things that we kind of really want to talk about, because meditating every day does so much more. It raises your vibration. And why is that so helpful? Well, it's going to help you and I with our mental health. Because when we feel low, this is going to pick us up. It's going to raise the vibration. See, when we get low, energy's low. It's either low or we get blocked at certain energy centers. Now, this is something that I feel and know during a Reiki session. Now, you might have heard me say before that the chakras are the biggest show and tell that we have. And why is because these energy centers reveals exactly what's going on in a particular area. Now, we've got seven of these energy centers in our physical, or located within the physical body. But they represent also the subtle body, that spiritual, energetic self, that energetic part of us. And when these become blocked or the energy's low, we don't feel good. And that's why we reach out and we go for a Reiki session. That's when I see a client, because they know they don't feel so good. And quite often the energy is really low and they're in a deficit. And I always use the analogy, it's a bit like a plant. If you have a plant without water, well, what happens? It doesn't do anything without water. It dies. It just shrivels. There's nothing for it. And I just feel it's so much like us. Without the life flow, without that energy, we don't function very well. We don't feel so good in our physical form. However, when we meditate, well, that keeps us connected. There is a flow. It fills us up. You know, it connects us to the life force energy. It connects us to the vital force, the universal energy, source energy, white light, Holy Spirit, the chi, the prana. I think, you know, we all kind of know this, whatever label, but essentially it's the energy. It's that wonderful energy. It's that Shakti energy. It's source and it's beautiful. And without it, we don't function very well, physically, mentally, emotionally, and it just lowers our vibration without it. But it also does something else. And if you've been going through, or if you notice with the 21 days meditation, every day I do a tip, and every day a little bit of nugget of information, that when we just keep going, some of the things that we can do when we meditate. And one of these things is that it helps us to reduce stress, to reduce anxiety and overthinking. And that's really incredible. And how it does that is really by us doing it. We have to do this. We can't think it, or, you know, we can sort of spend a bit of time thinking, oh, we're going to do it then, we're going to do it then, and we don't quite get to grips with it. But if we sit and actually do the meditation, that's when we start to feel peace. That's when we start to feel calm. You know, if we're stressed and we're anxious, we seem to sit in that energy. And it's very difficult to feel anything else. So when we meditate, this is really wonderful because it reminds us of what it feels like to be at peace, to have nothing in our mind for that overthinking and sometimes intrusive thoughts that can creep in. Well, when we keep going with this, this is one of the most incredible benefits that we can have. And secondly, by listening to that inner voice, because then what happens is a shift, is that instead of the conscious mind being so loud, that inner voice, that intuition, our soul, we can hear it. It helps us to focus. We start then hearing that and gaining a perspective, some level of healing, or at least to start that healing. Because then we start realizing, well, what's causing us to feel stress? Because there's no point called just healing the stress. Well, what's actually making us stressed in our lives? So it kind of puts a spotlight there so that we can see it, we can view it, and then we can maybe put some changes in place. It helps us to look at what's behind the anxiety so that we can see it for what it is and then make the necessary changes. Maybe there is a couple of tweaks that we need to put in place that's going to help us to feel better and to reduce that anxiety. Maybe the stress and anxiety is coming from a spiritual aspect of ourselves. Maybe it's to do with our energetic sensitivity. And if that's the case, that part of us will always let us know. It will communicate that with us. Something else is that we start to look at the more deeper things. And I always think it's quite sort of interesting how sometimes when we go through trauma or something's happened to us, we kind of bury it. We don't really want to look at it. But this is when that part of us, when the inner voice, the higher self, will say, we need to look at it because it's affecting everything we do. And now it's this time, this space, where we can actually start looking at it. Because that part of us will always guide us. Maybe go to counselling. Maybe start to look at other ways in which we can start addressing what happened to us so that we can start moving forward, start healing the scars that's left behind. So this is really powerful when we sit in meditation. Now, with the 21 days meditation, this is a really good way to start putting something in place. And the 21 days is really about putting in a habit or starting a pattern of where we can put something in place. So that's one of the reasons why I've done this, because many of the clients do the meditation, which is required after you do a Reiki course. But sometimes we get a bit lost. Sometimes we get a little bit sort of off path, or we try, no matter what we try and do, we just don't seem to get around to doing it. Well, if that's you, then the 21 days meditation challenge will help you. Now, how does it work? Well, you'll see me at the beginning where we go through every single day, we go through a tip. We go through exactly something that's going to help us. And then we switch out the visual and go directly straight into the meditation. Now, I've done these videos so that we do 30 minutes. So the first day one is 20 minutes. And the rest right up into the last 3 days of the meditation are 30 minutes so that we can get something in place. And then we do up to an hour, because by then we've got ourselves into a good practice. So if you've done a Reiki course or you haven't done meditation for a little while and you just need to kickstart something to get that momentum going, then check it out, because this is going to really help you. Something else which I do with the 21 Days Meditation Challenge is really to help people to use the power of their mind. And this is really beautiful, because this is something which Yasui had put in place in our consciousness, so that we can use the power of our mind to really put things in place, to heal, to connect in with that light and know what that feels like individually. So if this is something that resonates with you, please check out YouTube. So if you want to start meditating and you want to improve your mental health and your well-being, then please do check out the 21 Days Meditation Challenge, where I've put that together free on YouTube. So you'll get 21 days of you and I doing this together. So follow along and start experiencing the benefits of meditation. So I hope you found this useful. So this is a little shorter one of part three, but it's also very powerful, in as much as that we can really start raising our vibration and start tuning in to the higher self, our soul, and to use meditation to reduce the anxiety and the stress and the overthinking which happens when we're not feeling 100%. So I hope you find this useful, and I look forward to speaking with you very soon. So please do hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of the next ones. We'll be talking about a new topic and a new discussion. And like I said, I'm on YouTube, Spotify, and listed on other platforms. And don't forget the website of learnreikiconnect.co.uk. And there you will find all the support and help with the online Reiki courses. Or you can work with me live over Skype with Reiki Level 1, 2, and 3. And of course, you've got the Akashic Records and the QHHT Hypnosis, which was the Dolores Cannon's method. So I look forward to speaking with you very, very soon. And until then, do take care and bye for now.